The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Do you see that? That's the, I'm not sure if it's just one guy that's doing it, because of course one of the side effects they say of the Rona is that you lose your sense of taste, right? Most people report that. But one guy is like, to prove it, would eat all sorts of crazy things on his TikTok, including like a whole onion.
So he had it.
So he had it and was like,
couldn't taste anything.
I promise you this is real and I can't taste anything. Just to prove it, I'll eat this. What else do you want me to eat? Here's an onion.
Oh my God.
Like unaffectedly just chomping on
crunched into an onion. He must actually enjoy onions at some extent, because even just the crunch and the feeling of like the juice and the onions in my mouth would make me want to throw up.
James has an onion thing.
Oh, that would have been a horrible TikTok to watch. I'd rather watch Dr. Pimple Popper some sort of giant growth on somebody's face than that.
Mm. Me too.
Well, here you go, James.
This guy has to be shirtless.
Look at his nipples. He's got some crazy nips.
He does have big, long nips. So here he goes.
I don't know if he's going to swear.
I don't think so.
I'm just going to brush and do it that way. I'm delicious. I violated a community guideline.
What's he doing? What's currently happening?
In the last one.
You violated community guidelines.
Oh.
Where you got a TikTok pulled.
Tropicana with my toothpaste. The onion from 2 days ago.
Oh, it's a two-day-old
onion.
Vinegar. Oh, my God.
Oh, apple cider.
Apple cider vinegar.
Jesus God.
He did it. Oh, wow. He did a shot of balsamic and apple cider vinegar. Didn't even blink.
Nice lemon.
Took a huge chunk out of a lemon.
I think later, for dessert, I'll have a wasabi Oreo.
Oh, God. Okay. I don't like those noises.
I've had enough of him.
So then he goes, I think he takes the filling out of an Oreo and replaces it with wasabi.
Oh, my God.
And then eats that.
Well, jeez. Oh, is this guy just a madman? Is he like the LA Beast?
Seems like a madman.
I don't know.
All this crazy stuff.
I don't know.
Like, holy crap, put him on some kind of list. He should be watched.
I think he just ate a list.
Just because he ate a bit of an onion.
He ate an onion, yeah.
It was 2 days old. It was brown.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
How does it smell? Oh, my God. He can't smell it or taste it. Oh, my God.
He can't smell.
Cut up an onion. I don't know how you can't smell it. Even with COVID, I swear to God, I would probably still be able to smell that.
I have
2 pieces of onion that are rotting in the garbage that have been there for like 24 hours. I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't know. You know, it just reminded me of something. I don't know why I tell you guys things, because you'll, you know, torture me with it.
Yeah.
But I did.
What have you done?
My newest gadget purchase.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Onion goggles.
Like, stop
you
even
are
crying.
Truly a dork.
I don't know what this
You're
means.
You're a dork. Why are you going to wear onion
You're
goggles?
A dork.
You're a dork. That you can't do that, Dave.
I love this.
In
the privacy of my own home.
Stop it.
To prevent crying.
Yeah,
I get affected by
God.
It. Like,
I mean, we all do.
I know, but like, I was Googling it last time I had to chop onions. I'm like, this is out of control. Like, tears pouring down my face, and it was just a horrible experience. I'm like, there's got
to
be something.
It was very traumatic for you. You had to go find something.
I had to Google, how do I stop this? I found Amazon. Look, I'll show you
Send
me the link,
God.
Dave.
Okay.
I want this.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Stop
You guys
it.
Like my new radio goggles? I got my new radio goggles.
Yeah, that helps you listen, huh?
Helps me listen. Blocks all my sight, so my hearing is perked up.
I mean, they're just racquetball shades. It's tears-free onion glasses.
Oh, come on!
Anti-tear-free cutting, chopping eye protection for cooking, for even if you're barbecuing, so the smoke doesn't get in your eye.
Oh, come on. Oh, man, Dave. Dave.
Great reviews. Great reviews, Charlie.
I've never heard Lisa call anybody a dork before.
You're such a dork, Dave.
Truly a dork.
Whatever. I embrace everything.
Oh, my God.
I chopped onions like a mofo. Like a mofo. Uh-huh.
Regular glasses don't help for me, I'll tell you.
Not a tear. I was like, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Well, no, these things are stuck against your face because I think they're just racquetball glasses.
Oh, that's like padding that goes right up against your
Yeah, they go right up against. Okay. And then look at the hooks around your ear.
So they hook to hold it tight, right?
Because they're racquetball shades.
None of that onion vapor can get up in you.
Yeah, I think actually those are just racquetball sheets.
Yeah, they are.
Remarketed them.
I feel like I'd pay more for racquetball glasses than I did for these.
I think you might have paid about $5 more for your onion.
Look, you can get a 4-pack for $15.99. I'm ordering the Merry Christmas,
those
everybody.
Green ones are
no,
sweet.
Is a 4-pack a lifetime supply of onion goggles?
It's so you can protect all your friends.
Oh, so yeah, you can protect everybody from
all your loved ones. You can take care of from all their.
Imagine
onions.
Go to a place, Lise, and then the host puts on a pair of goggles to start cutting some food.
I'd take pictures, put it all over.
Oh my God.
The internet.
I'm picturing Dave like helping Amber in the kitchen. Amber's like, Dave, can you help me with the onions? He's like, hold on, Amber. I gotta get my goggles.
Yep, give me a sec.
Okay, goggles are on. I'm ready. Let me get my safety knife and my safety gloves so I don't cut my fingers.
It's got one of those shark gloves.
Yeah, like you see at Chipotle when they're cutting up the chicken.
Yeah.
Does Amber wear these?
No.
Does she think you're silly?
No. She's got an Indian system. Nothing bothers her. My gentle little white system is affected dearly.
Onion cutting sucks.
It sucks.
I agree.
Balls.
But.
And you know, okay, so here's a
I
tip.
I never run wear into that. Too bad.
I know. You never cut onions, Chuck. No. Come on.
I had it real bad when I juiced onions for a gag I was doing for the radio show.
That's
and that was like tear gas went off in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I've never cried harder than. Well, I've cried harder than that, but I cried harder on the phone once.
Yes.
But that's I cried much harder than that. But it was a pretty hard cry caused by vegetables.
Yeah.
The one tip that I learned years ago, but you got to be prepared for it, is if you put an onion in the freezer for a while before you chop it, it'll greatly reduce the amount of vapors it gives off. But I never, like, when I chop an onion, it's because I need it right now.
Yeah.
It's not like 3 hours from now, I'm like, better put that onion in the freezer for later.
Yeah,
I don't think
right.
far in advance. So onion goggles come into play, at least, and they're there, and they protect you. And you chop those onions like nobody's
I
business.
Get made fun of because of my pants. Unbelievable.
Well, I don't wear my onion goggles out and about.
Unbelievable.
It's a private thing.
Unreal.
As weird as it is, Dave's always opening up my mind to new in like gadgets that you could use.
I don't know what kind of
innovations.
I don't know what kind of gadget list he's on, James.
Yeah,
he's on something. He's on something.
Think of this yourself.
Breaking gadget news.
Well, I googled how onion to stop goggles. It, and then it led that to like off. Onion
racquetball
goggles.
Shades.
Yeah. Bob's in Boston. He had a comment on this. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Lisa. I parked the car for you this morning.
Thank you.
So, listen, I am going to. You're welcome, my lady. I am committed, Dave.
Yes, hi.
Dave, I'm going to help you save your pride right now.
Mm.
So you don't have to wear these goggles anymore.
Okay. Right. What's the deal?
I'm sure Lenny knows this trick too. But what you do is when you're getting ready to chop onions, you take a face cloth, you soak it in water, squeeze it out a little bit, and then bite onto it so it's hanging out of your mouth. That absorbs all the juices from the onion as you're chopping and it doesn't get to your eyes.
Huh. Never heard of that.
I'm
not
on a dangling wet face cloth in my mouth, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but you put these things on.
Well, they're so much better.
No, I wouldn't say one's an improvement over the other.
Yeah, you tried to help them. You tried to help them.
It's funny to wear onion goggles and be like, I'm just trying to keep my dignity.
Yeah, give me the neon green ones.
Those are the ones I'd wear.
I know.
I don't want to look like a weirdo
or nothing.
Classic black.
Cry in front of everybody, so I'll just put on some onion goggles. Super dead tight, so they leave marks for about 2 hours.
I knew you'd make fun of me, but I told you anyway.
Well, thanks for sharing, Dave.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone use those before.
Well, come on over,
When you buy these, you know, when you click on this, like Amazon will tell you, oh, these other things are going to be like what you should, people who bought this. Like, look at the other things.
There's an ergonomic fruit and vegetable peeler.
Look at the corn stripper.
That's fancy.
Five-blade herb scissors.
I've seen those around.
Stainless steel juicer.
Mm.
Yeah. I like that corn stripper.
No, don't buy it, Dave. Yeah, we know what to get you for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, you're stripping corn like nobody's business. That is kind of interesting.
Your kids know what to get you, just a bunch of gadgets.
So it just removes the corn right from the cob.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yep.
So
something else
on my wish list. I put that on my Amazon wish list.
That's cool. Some onion gloves. Look at that. Look at that.
That's a cool
idea.
You're
such a dork.
Well, let's watch a video of this corn stripper.
Let's see if it
hot
really...
corn stripper. Oh, they got porn music behind it.
Yeah, well, you need it.
Strip
it's
that
like,
corn. Strip it.
Okay, so it's got two little edges. The corn's
so
going to stick
you put
in.
The corn right in the corn holder.
Yep.
There you go.
That's how it works right there.
Put it in. And then you put that device on top.
Holds the corn. Then the cylindrical
and then
blade.
The corn shucker just goes right down there. Oh, look at that. Just falls right off the cob. Incredible.
Then the cob comes right out.
And the cob's out. And you're just left with some delicious corn.
Oh, then you got a cob launcher. Okay. Got the cob launcher.
So this is for people that are worried about cutting themselves.
I think it's for...
Just taking it off the cob with a knife.
Apparently, the world is just full of vegetable worry.
It is. A lot of vegetable anxiety.
Okay. Just convenience.
Would that cut down on all the corn in your teeth?
You mean like the cob remains?
Yeah. Yes. You know when you're eating corn on the cob, you just get full.
It would probably help.
I think it would help.
Yeah. Because now when you're just eating like canned corn.
Yeah,
but it's fresh.
Yeah. It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's not going to help it with showing up in your number twos, though. It's still going to be.
Oh, no.
It's going to be loaded.
Okay. All right. Loaded. Thank you for that.
Hey, I'm just trying to help with my own advice.
Yes. I hear you.
Trying to throw in my
There's
two friends.
So many corn gadgets available in the market.
And I thought all they had was those little ones you plugged in on the end to hold it while you ate.
Yeah, that's
corn
all
on the
I've
cob,
ever
you know?
Used.
I also have the corn. Oh, I have the corn butter dispenser.
A butter dispenser?
Is that the one you load the butter in and then push
Yeah,
the...
Yeah, I think it's called the Butter Buddy.
Okay.
We talked about a bunch of gadgets in the summer, I believe.
Butter Buddy. No, Butter Buddy for corn.
Yeah, every few months we talk about gadgets.
That's legitimately what it's called is Butter Buddy for corn. You nailed the name.
That's it. There's the Butter Boy.
Oh, you got
Butter
that
Boy.
Thing?
You got like a little head and stuff.
Yeah, so you put your butter in him. And you pop his head off, and see, there's the butter. And it just
it's a stick of deodorant, but butter for your corn.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's perfectly molded on your corn, so you don't miss any kernel.
Mine that didn't look like a creature. Butter. It just looked like
it's a Butter Buddy. Fun.
It was just a piece of
Hey,
plastic.
Butter Buddy, how's it going? I got some corn.
Favorite. Anything to get kids to eat corn, I think, is what they're doing here.
Or Dave.
Or Dave, yeah. It works on Dave.
I like my corn evenly buttered.
Yeah.
Dave's like, I'm not eating my corn without my Butter Buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dirty, Dave. I want my Butter Buddy.
Someone wash it quick.
It keeps me company when I eat my corn.
Look, it says right up top, he butters corn.
Get him his corn goggles.
He's like, but Dave, you buttered your corn with a knife.
It's not the same. I want the Butter Buddy.
That's how I act at home, yes.
Debbie's with us here. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Yep.
Great. This will help you when you're cutting onions so you don't have to wear your goggles. But you just turn the kitchen sink on, like, you know, not full blast or anything, and that water absorbs all the onion fumes or whatever, and it really works.
Okay. Hmm. Yep. Here we go.
I like that idea better.
Boston's just loaded with onion cutting tips this morning. Scott?
Well, they never want to show any tears.
You also have one. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I tried this trick before. If you light a candle while you're cutting onion, I guess like the smoke from the candle kind of interrupts the gases, vapors from the onion, and you don't end up frying.
Okay, so you light a candle, you have running water, and you put a wet face cloth in your mouth.
Well, sounds like we're summoning a demon, not making dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do they sell a peanut butter spoon, you guys?
So you can eat it right out of the jar?
But why couldn't you just use a regular spoon?
Well, because you're buying that as a gift for someone who's just giant.
So it has different edges.
Oh, I thought it would be like a spoon.
Number one, it's super long.
Because even though I can't eat peanut butter, I got it for my kids through the years, and it's hard to get peanut butter off a spoon. I thought it was like a non-stick spoon or something.
No, people are sticking that spoon right in their mouth.
So use your tongue, you get that peanut butter off very easily.
Yeah. I didn't understand the reasoning behind it.
I don't know.
There's a lot of people that do just cut to the chase with peanut butter. They don't put it on anything. They
just eat like spoonfuls.
Oh, you do that? Yeah.
Oh, I love a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I don't, it's not my thing, thank God.
I don't eat it all the time.
Basically, it's just like an engraved, like, Papa's peanut butter spoon.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you're giving it to someone as, like, I know you
don't
love
get
your
anybody
peanut butter.
A peanut butter spoon, people.
Yeah, don't take Lisa's
don't
advice.
Do it. Don't
if you know someone loves peanut butter, you buy them it. They get it engraved. Chuck's
engraved.
Peanut butter. Chuck's
I got
peanut
you
butter
a peanut
spoon.
Butter spoon.
Where's my peanut butter spoon?
It's very strange.
And they say right here, Lise, such a cute spoon. Package is adorable. Perfect for gift giving.
Yep.
Papa's peanut butter spoon.
I'll be a rule breaker and I'll eat soup with that spoon.
Oh my God. What
no,
an animal.
Take that.
You're going to be a rhubarb breaker.
No, sorry.
I thought he said that first, too.
I'm going to be a rule breaker.
Yeah.
I'll break the rhubarb right in front of you.
Honey bun stuff.
One more call on onions. Artie from Boston. Hi, Artie. How are you?
Boston.
Another Boston loves their onion tips.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Hey, you know, I'm the only one that wants to back Dave up on these goggles.
Hey, man, are we goggle bros?
Oh, no.
No.
Dude, I had to. I was working before. You know, I got into IT. I was working at a Jimmy John's, and I had to slice all those onions all day on that slicer. It's awful. You don't need candles. You don't need. You know, get romantic. Just throw the goggles on. It's no big deal.
But, okay, so you were actually your profession was cutting onions, part of the job. Hmm. So that makes more sense when you're, you know, hours out of a day cutting onions. But for just, like, occasional onion.
A casual onion
cutter. Casual onion cutter.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need goggles.
I'd pull one up.
I bought a multi-pack, too. Some for home.
Honestly, they're so it's just affordable, at least. All right. Thanks for calling in, Artie. You have a great day, man. Goggle bros for life.
Oh, wow.
All right. There
he wasn't as on board
as
I thought.
No, he wasn't as excited as you.
Yeah, he was really just like, hence the cutting onions, man.
I don't know. I would just pull them out of the garden, and I'd take them in. I'd rinse them.
Yeah, that's part of the process.
Then I'd cut them.
Right.
And then I'd put them in the meat.
That's when they're at their worst. Though freshly picked, that's when they give off the most.
They're pungent.
Yeah. I guess the peanut butter spoon is so you can scrape the bottom of the peanut butter jar easily, so you don't lose any. So it's like
yeah, that's what it is. It's like so everybody realize. Yeah. If you're really after
again,
all the
I've
peanut butter.
I've never had problems getting all of it.
You just put that
spoon.
Hand right in there. My hand won't fit. I've tried.
There you go.
There's I ended up covered in peanut butter that day.
There's this quarter's gadget update for you.
Yeah.
I'm Dave and Chuck the
Who knows what you'll get next quarter.
You never know. You never know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
An Asian family terrified to see a black bear climbing on to the hood of their car.
Well, yeah.
Yes. After they stopped to take a closer look at the bears at a Chinese zoo. It's one of those drive-through safari parks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This one in China. Black bear climbed onto the car's hood, stepped onto the windshield when they were trapped inside the vehicle. The tourists had stopped their car near the bears to get a closer look when the animal just, they say, appeared out of the shrubs.
Oh, no.
There's
oh,
a little,
no.
he just climbed up
here.
On the roof.
Yep. Hey, everybody.
There's a child.
Well,
he was quite terrified in the car.
Well, bears are cute in a stuffed animal form.
Yeah. Real bears are scary. Look at my God. Look at the size
look
of those.
Look at his claws.
That's something that kid will never forget.
Yeah.
Day the bear climbed on the car.
Gonna need a
lovely family outing.
Need safe flight after that one.
Yeah.
Safe flight.
Safe flight. Safe flight.
Yeah.
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 Calm it down. Shut up.
It's a family of three, including the kid. They survived the ordeal unhurt. I guess keepers rushed over to get the bear out of the way. Took place at the Hainan Tropical Wildlife Park and Botanical Garden in southern China. Mr. Fu, who's the head of the family here.
Yeah.
I guess he had broken the park's rules. Uh-oh. And parked his car in the drive-through section to take some pictures.
Oh.
That's not allowed. You got to keep moving.
You got to keep moving so they don't jump on your car. The bear kept sliding down the windshield.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I just want to get on top.
I don't know if it was like poopy paws.
It looked more than mud. Yeah. That was more than mud. That he left all down that road. Eeks.
Yep.
More than mud. So this footage shows the bear, believed to be Asiatic black bear, crawling onto the car, looking around while standing on the hood, then steps onto the windshield to try and make it under the car roof, but as Andy said, was slipping a bit. Mm-hmm. Child screaming through the whole process. I guess they did crack the windshield, the bear did.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Can't have a bear just jump on your windshield.
No.
And that'd be okay.
I guess the bears there have poor eyesight, so they sometimes rush towards cars that are bright or reflecting light.
Like it's food!
Not knowing really what it is.
Yeah.
But they stress that all tourists are banned from stopping, getting out of their cars, or opening their car windows in the drive-through area.
I bet the bear was more scared than the...
He's like, I'm in a predicament here.
Well, yeah. Screaming, like, what is that?
Giant metal creature.
His eyes are all messed up. He can't really see.
He's sliding down the windshield of death.
Yeah.
That slide is funny, though.
Yes.
Because it's just like, he's like, I'm just a bear. I don't understand slippery things.
Yeah. He wonders why he can't get up.
Darn it.
Last night I was living the soft life in my shorts, and little Betty Jean Green was like crawling up onto my leg, and she kept doing that. She kept slipping. It was cracking me up.
she couldn't gain traction.
Yeah, like her little back paws were like slipping on my shorts, and like she was like couldn't get a grip. I was like, you're hilarious, Betty.
The park deemed the incident an accident, so they have agreed to cover Mr. Fu's repair.
I see.
But again, reminding people, don't stop in the drive-thru zone.
They refused to repair his car.
No, they did repair it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
they deemed it an accident.
So they are going to...
They're lucky he didn't get out and try and take a million pictures.
Oh, because it's right there.
Yeah.
Right? The bear's right there. Greatest pictures ever.
Exactly.
All right, we told you so many times that threesomes, they generally don't go as planned.
Not always.
And a lot of the times, the cops have to get involved. This one has a bit of a twist, though. This guy, he's from Clearwater. He threw two naked women out of his Florida home at 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday, saying that the ladies attacked him when he wouldn't take part in a sexual threesome with them.
That's right. You better do it.
You have
to do this.
But no. Listen, I'm not saying these are dime pieces.
Right.
But it's not Bebop and Rocksteady.
Nickels.
Really? But there's no way he should have declined what is going on here. There's pictures of the two ladies.
Wait, that guy?
That guy
in the middle.
Yes, please.
Denied these two ladies.
The other two down.
Really?
He's married to the one on the right.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he didn't want to mess up his marriage.
This guy's incredible.
It's still crazy to me.
We got to find out about this guy.
Responding to a 911 call about a disturbance at a Clearwater apartment building.
It's the hair.
Cops interviewed 27-year-old Soraya Razumbath and 28-year-old Angelique Pavelek about an encounter with Razumbath's husband that went wrong. Mm. So I guess what happened here, this chick on the left, Angelique...
Yes.
Right? She went over to their house to hang out and drink.
Yeah.
While at the apartment.
Yeah.
While at the apartment, she and Sierra.
Okay.
The wife had planned
sexual arrangements with her husband. Okay. Calvin, who's 33.
Calvin.
I am Calvin.
His name's Calvin.
Yep. I'm Calvin. Calvin. Just a dude with a...
Calvin Recessumbath.
Yes.
But before a threesome could get going, they began to argue.
Man. Oh, man, that's when you don't want to argue, huh?
As the dispute escalated, Calvin allegedly started to choke both naked women and threw them out of his place.
Ooh.
Whoa. He does not know how to make one of these things happen.
No. Calvin claimed the women wanted to have sex with him, but he didn't want to do it. So they started to attack him. That's when he was able to get them out of his place and call the cops.
It sounds like they got really drunk.
Yeah, they were hammered.
And so that...
Well, do you think he wasn't? And he was like, you guys, you know, like the next day, this is going to blow up. I can't bang you guys. You're too drunk.
He probably was, too. The fact that he choked them. Like, it sounded like just a big drunken mess.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it was.
Most threesomes are,
can
I believe.
Can we see these people and
so
anywhere?
James only could find the couple. We couldn't find any social media of.
Yeah, the only thing I could find on the dude was more mugshots.
Oh, he has mugshots.
Okay. I couldn't find anything on his
mugshots,
wife.
Mugshots, plural. This is Angelique.
Oh.
That's not as great.
Okay, she looks different in that one photo because she has a hat and glasses and...
Yeah, she looks more, I don't know.
There's a video, you might not be able to get to it because you're not signed in to Facebook, but there's a video of her talking with somebody. I don't know if you can even air it, but I was like, this girl, I would not want in my apartment either.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, yeah.
Wait, is that her up, she has kids? Is that her?
I believe she has kids too, yeah.
Right there, that woman in the flower?
Yeah.
Oh, is that her? Is she that big?
Scroll through that. I think that's her.
Yeah, you can tell.
She's in the same outfit and then on the top left is cut off too.
Damn.
You can tell she's a little bit bigger.
I couldn't really tell, though.
Yeah, that picture you couldn't tell it.
Like, she just looked to me like she was foreign and cute.
I'm wondering if Calvin's wife is as attractive as she looks in that highly filtered photo.
She's not.
Probably not. I may have to recant my nickel piece comment from earlier.
And I tried scrolling through to see if they were friends on Facebook, but I still couldn't find anything on Calvin's wife.
Unusual not to have social media.
Because she,
especially with the last name, Recessumbath, you think you'd be...
You wouldn't be able to nail you down.
If they had social media, we could find them. Oh, she is. She is a bit of a disaster. Well, of course. I mean, I guess,
Calvin,
should we be shocked?
Look at Calvin.
Look at Calvin.
I didn't understand the...
How's he saying no?
Yes.
Well that's
now we
how.
Know.
Yeah, that's how.
Whoa. Yeah, there's some pictures of her on her Facebook that's definitely her because that's her in that same outfit.
Oh, yeah.
The floral jumpsuit thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's much bigger than she appears. Objects in pictures are much bigger than they appear.
Yeah.
There should be a warning on a lot of these things.
I think that's just the way it goes these days.
Wow. Mm-mm. I'm trying to find that video you were talking about, James, but...
If you scroll down to the bottom a little bit, it's like... I don't think you even see her face. You see some guy's face in the video. This is like the only video I think that she has posted.
Yeah, I can't. I'm seeing it.
She probably swears the whole time.
It's her with a dude in the park with her kid, and they're playing with money, and just the sound of her voice is like nails on chalkboard.
Yeah.
No offense,
Angelique, but...
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, probably.
Yeah.
Most disasters listen, so thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. Sorry your threesome didn't work out. I guess James was right. Calvin did have some previous mugshots. He previously has been convicted of trespass and burglary. He did spend a little time in state prison at one point. He's out of jail right now. A judge has ordered him to have no contact with either woman, not even his wife.
Not even his wife. Yeah, when you choke someone, I guess.
Yeah,
you can't. I guess the wife is on. Jason, did you find the...
I did. I found her. She's listed under a different name, though. She must have, like, a alter ego or
something. Look at Jason with his investigative skills.
I know.
Yes.
Well, if you say find this chick, he does.
Yes.
Recessumbath. Let's see if I can bring her up here.
Well, I put it on the screen. That should get you it.
Well, yeah, no, but I have to look at... up myself.
Oh, right.
Your screen's a different computer than he uses on his show, which is different than the one he signed in.
He's trying to find it on his phone. So.
Is it just CC?
Yeah, CC and then Spell is last name.
like her, the I don't understand.
Look at you, super sleuth. Would like you reverse CC. Look up the image?
Oh, there,
no,
yeah.
I.
There it is.
Years of doing this show have taught me how to
exactly
find people, you know?
I'm going to look it up good. As well.
So she's definitely filtered, but she's way hotter than the other one. Like, his wife is way hotter than this other threesome lady they brought.
Yeah. She's, yeah.
Hmm. That's her for sure.
Yeah. Definitely filtered up in that one photo that we saw.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the filter photo.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, come on. Not even the same person.
No pictures of her husband on her Facebook at all.
You don't put,
well, look at that guy.
You don't put Calvin on there.
Come on. She's been married just over a year to him.
Aww.
And moved to Clearwater just in the end of June.
Newlyweds.
Beautiful newlywed threesome, yep. Tale.
Huh. Right. I don't understand.
I don't either. Generally, Calvin should never turn down any opportunity, is what I'm saying.
Well, no.
Because that probably won't present itself again.
Who knows? Calvin, he's a real bad boy.
You can see their mugshots that we're talking about up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. And one more story here. Pfizer may have a new COVID vaccine, but until that becomes a reality, they're still primarily known as the Viagra folks.
Not a bad couple drugs, though. Huh?
that's a popular one.
Yeah. And yeah. Spike Lee is cementing that reputation by making a musical about Viagra.
He's hard.
It's a boner. It's a boner.
Boom, 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 boom.
Wouldn't it be great if your boner was announced that way every time? That'd be incredible.
Couldn't you just see it like... like being soft, so, and like
the crescendo builds.
Boom, 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 boom.
I mean, wow. I mean, this is going to be one of the greatest musicals of all time.
It's actually a movie musical. It's based on an Esquire article called All Rise, The Story of the Guys Who Launched Viagra. There's no word if that's going to be the title of the movie. It's going to cover the discovery and launch of Viagra, including the trials.
I made a mistake. I was trying to make something else, but now I got a boner that lasts for hours. Made a mistake. Got a boner. Look out below.
Soon to be the number one most Shazam song, Made a Mistake, yeah. Boner song.
I made a mistake.
Well, because that's how they made it,
and
right?
Now I had a boner.
Yeah, it was like supposed to be like heart medication.
Yeah, exactly. Viagra was a big mistake. But now we're going to be rich.
There's like a dude, like they're gonna have a scene where like an old guy gets up and he's in his like hospital gown and he's just hard as a rock. Like,
I don't know, my heart doesn't feel right. Heart doesn't feel right. Heart doesn't feel right. He's got a boner. We made a mistake, but he's got a boner. Can we work with this? I think there's something we can do with this.
I just love.
Then a chorus line of just old men standing up. Each one of them has a boner. They stand up and they have a boner. Stand up, have a boner. And like, they realize how much money they're going to make. It writes itself.
It does. It's no word yet on when the Viagra movie musical is going to be released, but it's just been confirmed that it's in the works.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Listen, guys, we always fall for a promise of sex. Always. Even when we're dating a crazy Colombian, we always fall for a promise of sex.
Yeah, that's usually the most.
A woman in Colombia lured her ex-boyfriend to a waste ground by promising to have sex with him there. At the waste ground.
I will do it.
And that's when she tried to cut his testicles off.
Oh!
My God. Unexpected.
But not fully.
I mean, you're dealing with a girl that wants to have sex at a waist crown.
Yeah. So, Colombian crazy woman.
52-year-old Colombian woman arrested. She initiated oral.
Downstairs time.
Yeah. A little lickety-dickety on him.
Oh, right? Wow, yeah.
And as she was doing that,
yep.
She grabbed a knife and went up behind his sack.
Oh, man, there it goes.
This is very detailed.
Dave knows exactly how it happened.
Up behind the sack.
The verbal description of ball ransom.
Yeah. I'd give you anything you want.
Hey, go up behind your sack.
But she has been spared jail time despite the attack. He managed to fight her off and disarm her. He was stabbed once in the sack and once in the cheek.
Oh, she did get him a bit, huh?
He staggered to a nearby bar to raise the alarm.
Help! I did a stab in my sack and in my cheek.
I'm assuming his ass cheek?
I would think. They say cheek, but I would assume it's all, she was just going anywhere down there, right?
Oh, man.
With it?
Man, oh, man.
He needed several stitches, the 39-year-old guy. He was subsequently taken to a hospital for treatment. Local report said he had agreed to sex with his former girlfriend after a few drinks at a bar.
Sure.
She was given a suspended 2-year prison sentence yesterday at a trial after pleading guilty to a charge of wounding with a dangerous weapon. Hmm. She's been handed a restraining order. She cannot approach or contact him for 2 years. The attack happened about 1:30 in the morning at a waste ground next to a parking lot in a medieval town, which was a popular tourist attraction.
What's a medieval town?
That's what it's called. Acolito's medieval town.
So it's just like castles and stuff?
Probably.
Like a Renaissance fair town?
Yeah, it's a Renaissance fair town.
All year round.
Yeah, like all Renaissance the time. Fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's such a
crazy place to meet.
I know. So. Weird place.
The victim disarmed the lady after feeling a sharp pain in his testicles, realizing he'd been stabbed in the balls. He realizes now his ex was acting out of jealousy and he had been lured into a trap. He said he did not realize it at the moment.
Okay, so we all know, like, if someone came up behind you and held a knife to your throat, like, that's scary. That's really scary.
But a close holding second. A knife
behind your sack.
A close second.
Yeah.
Is that?
Because you'd be... I think sack's worse.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I guess you're just going to finish me the other way.
Yeah, just do it then, you know?
Yeah. You're right.
Don't go sack first.
But this guy was like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disarmer. And gets away to a bar. Like, where was she at this time then? She just...
There's a bar right by the waste dump.
By this medieval town.
Yeah. It's a medieval town.
It's a medieval town in Colombia.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Medieval town with a waste ground and a bar.
It's out of control.
And you get blown there.
Yeah.
Nuts. Anyway, be careful when your crazy ex offers a BJ out of nowhere.
You know, the thing is, I feel like you know you're dealing with someone who's crazy. Like, you already know that. And then all of a sudden their demeanor went from, I hate you, to, you know what, I just want to do this one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're crazy. You know that you're an ex for a reason.
Right.
All of a sudden, she's like, you know, I'd like one more time.
Yeah. Anyone who says they want one more go, I don't think so.
No, because that's how they get you. Then they try and cut your balls off.
Yeah.
I know, but
the guy is like, it's fine. I trust her. We can trust her.
We want to. Yeah, whatever.
You can't trust her.
You can't. But that's how so many of these stories have begun through the years. A guy goes back for one more session, and that's when he either gets his dong cut off or, you know, his spleen ripped out or whatever the hell it is.
Like, honestly, this guy is, his outcome was amazing compared to what it should have been.
Yeah.
He should have no sack. Right. No Johnson. Like, that's how it should have been. It somehow didn't for him.
Yeah.
He just got stabbed in the cheek and a little slice of his balls.
Right. In a medieval town.
Medieval town in Colombia.
And then to run in pantsless to a bar.
Yeah.
Help!
What a weird night at the bar.
Yep. If a guy came running in here, balls bleeding out.
We don't let him in.
Do you offer aid?
Do you try and stop the bleeding?
I mean, I think you'd have to do something. If we were doing the show, I'd be like, Dave, go to break.
Call 911 and don't touch the blood.
Give him some paper towels and call the police. Maybe offer him a seat outside.
Get him. I'm trying to think how the guys in the bar would have reacted if a guy bleeding from the balls rushes in.
Well, they're in a Colombian medieval town bar, so that...
They've seen it.
They've seen it. Go back to their
probably,
drink.
They got a guy, for that.
Doesn't faze him.
I got him. Don't worry about it.
He's fine. It's the second time this week. I need a cleaner towel and an elastic band.
Boiling water. Boiling water.
I fix it.
Good is new.
It's always a crazy night here in this simple Colombian medieval town.
I need a piece of fire and a very long knife.
Here you go.
He's good.
Oh, my God.
Give him some cocaine. Do these.
Rub some cocaine on the balls.
They'll be fine.
Edie's a numb.
When it comes to sex-related products, Americans are spending more than ever. It goes double for 2020, where 17% of people admit to trying at least one new thing in their sex lives this past year. They surveyed 2,300 people in the country to find out which states invested the most in sex-related projects, from sex toys to booty douches.
I bought three of those already.
Booty douches?
Yeah.
It's been a blast.
You don't know if I've bought three booty douches. I've never heard you save that.
It's something people are into, Lise.
I'll take three of your finest booty douches.
Where is the booty douches?
It's at a drugstore.
Sounds funny.
Yeah.
It sounds funny.
A lot of people are doing stuff back there, so they want to...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Want to flush out the region.
Yep.
Anyway, nice. So they also got to the bottom of which states were the most and the least interested in sex products. With the average amount spent at $150 to $250 bucks, which states are the horniest? Connecticut comes out on top, like way on top. The folks in Connecticut are 36% above average when it comes to buying sex toys.
So
what's the deal?
What's the deal there? Yeah.
What's the deal?
Is it a population? Lives there.
Oh, that's it's probably just her.
Sarah, she's wild.
Who does?
She's Martha Stewart.
She is. She's got hot guys on her at her pool. That lady gets up to it.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on. Martha Stewart has hot guys at her pool?
She had a hot guy over the summer at her pool.
She brings over like a little boy toy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow. My God, are you kidding me right now?
It's nuts. I would have thought that she'd closed up a shop down yonder.
Nope.
It's open for
business. It's a good thing.
Yeah. You know what she said?
It's a good thing. Wasn't that her tagline for a while? I think it was.
I don't know.
So she's posting up on Instagram some just random hotties that are like
at
clean
her
at her pool.
Yeah.
For her.
Good for her.
All right. So Martha Stewart and her horniness.
Yeah.
Put Connecticut near the top. California's next, 28%.
That's what
higher than average.
Yeah.
Nevada, 24% higher than average.
Sure, it's a dirty.
Arkansas, dirty.
What?
Arkansas.
Probably weird.
Yeah,
I bet you're right.
They're into all sorts of mountain sex.
Yeah.
15%. Illinois at 12%. Out of all of our listeners, the horniest, okay, I think is it Michigan, Massachusetts, or Florida, the horniest among our listeners?
I'll tell you who it is. Florida.
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 Oh, Boston. Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Massachusetts, you horny buggers. 7.4% above average spent on sex products over the past year. Mm. Now, on the other end of the double dongs are the states that fall well below the average.
Right.
Missouri's 26% below. Alabama. Missouri is like, they spend the least.
Yeah. It's hard to get hot in St. Louis.
That should be their slogan.
It's hard to get hot in St. Louis.
Alabama, Indiana, Idaho, and Minnesota, the least sexy states.
Wow, Utah's not on there.
Here's the whole...
You know what? I feel like Utah has like an underground dirtiness to
it. Yeah, because it's so conservative.
Yeah.
Above ground.
They don't really list Michigan in terms of... Michigan just kind of...
Must be right smack in the middle
of the pack. It never really stood out on anything.
Yep.
That's fine. It's a good place to be.
Ohio also spends the least on sex products. Ohio's not. People aren't horny in Ohio.
Well, I mean, they just can't. They can't have sex in Ohio, dude. They're too busy.
They're very. They're large people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a large. It's a large area.
It's a large area.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to the spending the most on fetish gear,
yes.
Connecticut, way at top there, too.
You know that.
78.9% higher than average in Connecticut.
Hmm.
Kentucky also makes the top 10.
Man, I tried to help, guys.
Tennessee, Louisiana also on the list. They spend the most on fetish items. The states that buy the fewest sex toys, Florida is number 3. When it comes just to sex toys, amazingly, you'd think a lot of the seniors there were just going to Diddle Town a lot.
Yeah, I wonder if they feel embarrassed about toys and whatnot.
Where?
Have they not heard of Florida, like older people?
Not heard of Amazon?
Mm. No, I think they just call in the bull.
There's like some old guy.
Yeah, the 55-year-old guy who just moved in. 55-year-old guy is cleaning house.
I've been busy.
Yep.
I'm,
Two houses a night.
Everybody wants pounded at the Villages.
Yep, they do.
Martha Stewart might live in New York, upstate.
Oh, okay.
But there's other celebrities that live in Connecticut, I thought.
Yeah, it's
that
like
you wouldn't
a place.
Suspect would be sexual.
I would not suspect her to be sexual.
I didn't expect Martha Stewart to have boy toys around, so that's a big shock to me.
Yeah, me too. Like, I thought that kind of, that's done. I mean, I know you still, you know, you still have sex your whole life, but for her, little pool boy toy.
It just seems like
she's more trouble than it's the opposite. I think she seems
wild.
Like the type that you know, she's doing crafts and stuff, and that's just,
to make up for all the really bad things that she's doing
making
all the time.
Her loins just go crazy.
Really? Yeah. Crafts make your loins go crazy? Uh-huh. I've never heard that.
At my horniest.
So people in Hobby Lobby and Joann Fabrics, they're just like waps everywhere.
1,000%. Dave, one time I got so horny, I built a whole house out of popsicle sticks. I was like, I got to do something. I mean,
I don't think of crafters as horny people. I don't know why.
Man,
I don't
if you see me in Michael's, as soon as they're done crafting, they just can't wait. Wait to get it in. Man, oh man.
Crafting makes you horny.
It does. Should have seen that home I built.
It's funny to channel your horniness into crafting.
They say you gotta keep busy, Andy.
Made 100 popsicle stick houses.
Yeah. Don't just lay in bed. Get out of there.
Wow. Yeah. Someone said my 90-year-old grandmother who lives in Florida just bought herself a new dildo and it's purple.
My goodness.
She told you about it? How do you know about it?
Oh, look at this. I got gander at that. Look at that. Look at it.
Someone said my Connecticut ex just put a fitness pole in her living room.
He says, okay, Skanky McGee. The old fitness pole routine.
Yeah, huh? Fitness pole.
Yeah.
Someone else lives in Connecticut. Says, I bet the reason people are using so many sex toys is because there's literally nothing to do.
Yeah,
you
it's
just
boring.
Have to diddle yourself.
That's all they can do in Connecticut.
Just diddle yourself.
What is there?
I guess Martha Stewart's production studio is in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Oh. I knew there was some Connecticut connection.
The Connecticut connection. That's
I also think that's a Jerry Springer and Maury Films is in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. It says there. Yep.
They're still. Really? Wow.
Jerry Springer.
They moved there for some big tax break.
Smart.
Wow. Oh, wow. Martha Stewart is crafting a BBC for her.
For her WAP.
This right here is a handmade dildo.
It's made from whatever wood's in season at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It smells of cedar.
It's a fine teak wood.
It's masculine.
So yeah, the guy that she spent time with, I have a picture of him up. She spent like 45 days in isolation with him.
45 days?
COVID, when during COVID time.
Oh, well, look, he's all tatted up. What the hell?
Let me see this.
she and Ryan McAllister spent 45 days together in isolation.
He's like an older dude. But he's like killing it still. Yeah,
she's 78. What do you say, like 50?
Yeah, probably 50.
He's an elder stud for sure.
Oh, yeah, he's a killing stud. Yeah, he's killing. He's brought in for one purpose. Swim all day, bang her all night.
That's it.
Then eat whatever delicious baked treat she's making.
And collect pine cones.
That's it. He's got three jobs, Andy.
I need that stud muffin to get me more pine cones.
I got Lisa. She knows it.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart needs pine cones.
Oh, she does. She's got a lot of holiday wreaths to make. It's fall.
His eyesight's still good, too, yeah. So we can see those.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Get out there and collect
pine cones.
He's like, got to get his shorts back on and go out there and pick up some pine cones.
Hurry up. Let's check this guy out.
Yeah, check out his Instagram. This guy's killing it.
Douglas Friedman is his name. He's called the Fascinator.
Oh, wow.
He fascinates her bits, all right. He's actually even younger than I think.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Like,
yeah.
She's with a dude, like, almost half her age. Look, she's probably not with him anymore.
That's
probably Martha Nudo.
That dude's, like, in his 50s. Mm. Like,
yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Well, it's Martha Stewart.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's her bitch.
He's her absolute bitch.
It's funny, yeah. Martha Stewart is a related account.
Can you see all, or is that just the accounts
yeah,
you're going to see?
All
so he doesn't have, does he have a lot? Oh, no, it's a show more posts.
She'll just come in on her Instagram and drop bombs like that sometimes, and you're like, what?
This is the guy I'm railing.
That's hilarious. Wow, he's also with the chick from Grey's Anatomy.
This guy does all right.
Is that like his friend?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone's his friend. Even though he does strike me possibly as an interior designer.
Who's that lady?
Yeah,
that's
maybe
like,
it was. Maybe it really. She wasn't having
maybe
sex
he was just
with
like,
him.
Do you mind if I take a swim?
Oh, maybe it's more.
I think we're starting to pick something up, Lisa.
There he is, twerking a man's nipple.
Oh, you ruined my fantasy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's twerking
a man's nipple.
So Martha
that.
Was just, she was doing work probably at her house.
He was yeah.
And she
all
just
the
like, hey, like, no, take a picture of my pool and let me yeah. tease everyone.
No straight guy has an Instagram account this cool.
No. So he can't wait to collect pine cones.
Exactly.
Right. He's like, excited.
Oh my God, I got so many. Serge, come on! Because you don't see Serge, but he was there.
He's like, I am caught up as well.
He's just a huge dumb, right?
I am the man who got
I get back on for Martha too.
That is Serge. I guess he's her gardener.
Oh, okay.
You just like she's celebrity gardener.
Well, she's not. She's yeah. like, I don't care what you get after. You look great garden.
Let me take a photo of you.
Oh. Wow, that was quite a ride.
I still think she has, she's does okay.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think if she wanted
she's got money. She could for sure.
Yeah.
If that's what she's into.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's more of a good time than people realize.
Martha?
Yeah.
She is a rocking chick.
Yeah, I think she's more of a good time than people realize.
I kick it with Martha
Stewart.
Which
I would have never thought.
Who do you think's more rocking, Martha Stewart or the Barefoot Contessa? I think the Barefoot Contessa is filthy.
I'll tell you who I'd rather.
Like, I think she would get up to sexually some very creative.
What's her guy's name?
She's been
name?
Married for a long time. Jeffrey.
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 I don't know if her Jeffrey.
I don't know.
I don't know. Just the way she talks, I get a feeling like she's a rascal.
She's like, hi, I'm the Barefoot Contessa.
She has a lot of gay friends.
Suspended
too.
By hooks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Barefoot Contessa.
Yeah,
I think Martha Stewart.
That.
Seems
like Martha
more
Stewart
wild.
Used to
yeah.
be a hot chick.
Yeah. You got to remember, Martha Stewart used to be a smoke show,
and she's single.
Yeah.
So for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Martha's she married?
A long time ago. I
okay.
think.
Yeah. She went to prison.
Oh, yeah, she's been in prison. She's done time.
She's crazy.
Hard time.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.